South Dakota could eventually have another direct resettlement site for refugees. A refugee is someone who has been forced to flee his or her country because of persecution, war, or violence. Currently, any refugees who migrate to South Dakota arrive in Sioux Falls or Huron. A number of them chose to secondarily migrate to Aberdeen, and officials are considering making that city a direct resettlement site. South Dakota Public Broadcasting's Jennifer Jones has more.
Tim Jurgens is the state refugee coordinator. He directs the Center for New Americans with Lutheran Social Services. Jurgens says he and others are trying to figure out the number of refugee-eligible individuals that currently live in Aberdeen to see if there's a need to make it a direct resettlement site.
Currently, if they secondarily migrate into Aberdeen, so they arrive somewhere else and then secondarily choose to move, it creates a bit of an issue because when folks secondarily migrate, you don't necessarily have all the information you want or need for effective integration. Secondly, the funding's not necessarily going to be there immediately to assist the community. And then third, it's just that you don't know what services they've already achieved or already had, so you have to really restart that process for appropriate integration, you know, from a delayed, you know, time frame. So those would be the advantages to being a direct resettlement site.
Jurgens says a staff member from Huron is traveling to Aberdeen at least twice a month to begin initial services. He says he's working with state government and local stakeholders. A new site requires letters of support stating they're on board with numbers or programming. He says no decision has been made yet. Aberdeen Mayor Mike Leveson says he's in favor of more refugees coming to his city.
We need workers, and we certainly would be glad to have more friends and neighbors and more children in our schools and more cultures that we can learn from.
Leveson says growth can come with challenges, but also opportunities. Tim Jurgens with Lutheran Social Services says people with refugee status tend to move to a second site either to be near family and friends or to find work. He says with the state's low unemployment rate, he expects more secondary migration to other towns in South Dakota. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Jennifer Jones.